I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're bringing you the latest in Iran's on-again, off-again ceasefire. Later, when more and more online is AI, what does it look like to authentically share Christ? We'll share that story with you in just a moment. But first, the June Memorandum of Understanding between the United States and Iran appears to be over. The U.S. reimposed oil sanctions and the two nations exchanged regional strikes this week. Transformer Iran's Lana Silk says she wasn't expecting things to change this quickly.
But I was expecting the Iranian leadership to go back on promises they had made and to continue on with their expressed objectives of eventually wiping out Western democracy.
Silk says the people of Iran have fought and died for freedom the past 6 months, with disheartening results as the regime stays in power and talk of peace persists. But after the events of this week?
Now, I think the sentiment is much more along the lines of, okay, maybe now the rest of the world will see what we see, is that this government is duplicitous, this government doesn't want peace, this government is on a path to destruction towards other people.
Ceasefire or not, Transform Iran's team remains on high alert as the Iranian regime continues to arrest citizens, seemingly at random.
We're really sensing that God is about to do something glorious in Iran, and we want to make sure that as a ministry, we are there, ready to respond to the needs in every way, physical, spiritual, mental.
Don't underestimate your prayers for Iran. Find strategic prayer points and more in the full story at missionnews.org. Next, a nationwide internet blackout isolated people in Iran for months, but connections are finally returning. And with it, hunger for Christian resources. Here's John Cernelia with Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa.
We're having about 70 live conversations or messages a day from Iranian viewers. That compares to about 50 a day before the internet went down. So clearly, our viewers in Iran are really eager to reconnect and for us to provide pastoral care and counseling.
Christian communities in Iran rely on the internet for fellowship, discipleship, and spiritual support, especially in wartime.
For well over a year, the number one topic has been fear of death, and that continues.
Many Iranian believers have lost their jobs in the conflict and face daily uncertainty, yet they haven't lost hope.
Now that the internet is restored, we're hearing from viewers saying they've been thanking God, knowing that our team has been praying for them continuously.
Pray for the Sat7 workers counseling Iranians and for economic relief in Iran.
We are hearing from church leaders in Iran that the Iranian church is responding, and these are the words we're hearing directly, with great maturity.
And finally, people are becoming more skeptical of what they see online, driving a major cultural shift. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries explains.
There's a longing for authenticity that I think is very interesting.
The shift is driven by unverified streams of information, AI-generated videos that appear almost real, and the fog of war, where truth is mixed with misinformation.
It's driving them toward a deeper dive into information and analog and real humans, as well as online. So it's maybe we're moving into a trust but verify society.
As people seek authentic truth, many begin exploring Christ and the stories of his followers.
As International Media Ministries, we focus primarily on media and training people to communicate their own stories in media.
The gospel remains at the heart of that work. Every story is designed to point people to Christ and invite them to seek answers. Their hope is to help people find ministry bridges and connect them with mature believers.
We'll connect you to local, real people, someone in your country, someone where you are that is going on this faith journey to Jesus Christ as well.
Pray for International Media Ministries as it reaches people worldwide. Pray, too, for discernment as people go online for answers. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Keys for Kids is offering free devotionals for kids and teens and a set of Bible highlighters. Each faith-building story is designed to help your young person grow in their relationship with God and applies the truth of God's Word in understandable ways. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.